Wounded veterans can face profound challenges when they return to civilian life. Some of the injuries are physical and can be debilitating, and some injuries are invisible, manifesting themselves in traumatic brain injuries or post-traumatic stress. There are a lot of therapies being used to treat veterans grappling with their wounds. A program in Wisconsin looks to adaptive medicine to aid soldiers returning home and others dealing with serious injuries. Dr. Kenneth Lee joins us now. He's Associate Professor of Physical Medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He's also the Medical Director for the National Veterans Wheelchair Games and the President of the Board of Wisconsin Adaptive Sports Association. He served in Iraq as a commander of a Wisconsin Army National Guard Medical Battalion and was injured when a car bomb exploded in 2004. Dr. Lee, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us is James Veltri. He's a Navy veteran who was partially paralyzed in a shooting incident after he left the Navy. He's worked with Dr. Lee and plays with the Milwaukee Eagles wheelchair lacrosse team. James, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Dr. Lee, tell us about adaptive sports therapy. What is that?
It's actually taking able-bodied sports, your regular sports, and adapting it to people with physical disabilities. So if you take wheelchair users, they can't play basketball running around. So we actually take all the rules of the able body and put it onto them and only make adaptations or changes if they can't do what an able body can do. So such as dribbling is considered, you know, you need to actually bounce the ball every two pushes of the wheelchair, so that will be equivalent to some person running around with the ball without dribbling. And but otherwise, all the rules are the same.
And Dr. Lee, as a physician yourself and a veteran, what led you into getting involved with this?
Well, after my injury, it was pretty hard for me to get back into life. PTSD, depression, my physical injuries were just too much. But I realized that, you know, I used to do a lot of sports. I started running quite a bit, about 10 miles a day. And those 10 miles a day made me think a lot and actually recover myself and get out of some of these ruts. And so I realized then, you know, this sports is within my DNA. It's in every human DNA. So why don't I use that as a focal point for a lot of our vets who are struggling with the same problems and see if I can use sports to get them back into their life.
And James, you're a Navy veteran. You were shot while breaking up a fight. You use a wheelchair now. Can you talk about not just the physical problems that led to, but the morale and mental health issues that was leading you into?
It kind of beats you down. Like, society, they kind of view you as, like, this is me viewing myself. It's not really society. I viewed myself as less than, that I can't do the same things that I used to do, that I used to love to do. And it really wasn't until I started getting active and working out and trying to look more long-term rather than just short-term. That's what really, it really helped me. That got me out of my rut more than anything. And then that helped bring confidence. It helped build a lot of confidence. And it helped out a lot.
And about, James, the first time you were out there playing wheelchair lacrosse.
That was awesome. We were in Las Vegas, actually, and Dr. Lee was playing in a wheelchair also. And it was just something different. I had played basketball before, I tried basketball. I haven't played for a team or anything like that, but it was so much different. I mean, like, I played a lot of football when I was a kid. I ran track, played soccer, played a bunch of sports when I was a kid. It wasn't until, like, after I never caught anything, like, outside of using my hands. So it was different. It was challenging. And I think that was the biggest hurdle, was finding something challenging that I can devote myself to.
And James, I understand, you know, we might think of a wheelchair sport as being, you know, hands off, pretty gentle. You were really excited when you realized, hey, this is a contact sport.
Yeah, I had no idea. I really had no clue that it was a contact sport. I had heard about it. I had not really played it. I'd maybe seen it on TV. But it wasn't until that first tournament that somebody hit me, and I was like, man, yeah, I had no idea that you can hit. And people were falling down. You know, I think this last tournament that we went to, I kind of got a little, I let my emotions get the best of me, and I started hitting people pretty hard.
And Dr. Lee, talk about the importance of this being a team activity. I mean, a lot of people could do physical rehab one-on-one with the rehab specialist, and that's important stuff, don't get me wrong. But it seems like for the, I guess, the mental and emotional side of things, having it be a team sport is really important.
Yeah, team sport, like able-bodied sport, it gets each other moving. It actually pushes one another to do. So that's same with the adaptive sports, whether it's a wheelchair sporting event or a sled hockey type of events. These guys kind of feed off each other, especially if they're still depressed or they still think that they can't do anything like this. The other guys will come over and say, yes, you can. Look what I can do. You know, before I used to do nothing. Now I actually play. But because now I play sports, now I'm going to school, now I have a job. It just kind of compounds to one level to the next. So it's very additive, and it does great things for everyone.
We're talking to Dr. Kenneth Lee from the Medical College of Wisconsin and James Valtry. They are both military veterans, both dealing with physical injuries and working on adaptive sports as part of their lives now. And Dr. Lee, when we look at the mental health issues that face veterans who come back injured or who face these kind of injuries, talk about how important it is to take those seriously and bring people together to talk about them.
You know, mental health is one of the biggest challenges we have at the VA as well as medical college. After severe injuries, like in combat injuries, many of the vets feel that they're alone. Many of the vets feel that there is no way out. It is an unfortunate situation, but, you know, I was in that same shoe, just sitting in the basement wondering if my life is worth it to live. But again, adaptive sports for those who have physical disability, to bring them out together and kind of share the ideas together, share the hardship together, it just makes a difference. And like I said before, sports is in our DNA. It will actually activate your mind and your body, and then it just makes you go. And this is one of the best rehab or therapy there is.
And James, talk about how important that is to play with other people, maybe with similar injuries, also with maybe backgrounds in the military.
It's a community of camaraderie, you know, like Dr. Lee was saying, we feed off each other. If I have a challenge, just a regular life problem, you know, I can talk to these guys. Maybe they've been through it before, or they know how to get around it. They'll give me some advice as to like how to go about that issue. It's been really helpful for like just in every aspect of my life. I mean, it's given me more confidence. Stuff that like I wouldn't want to do, I'd be afraid of. You know, how are people going to portray me as? What are people going to see me as? And it's given me hope. It's given me a lot of hope.
And James, let's talk about the Milwaukee Eagles now, the wheelchair lacrosse team. I understand you're a pretty good team.
Yeah, we definitely are. We're better than, I should say, most. I don't want to say all, because there's a lot of teams that we compete against that, you know, we sometimes beat, they sometimes beat us. But, like, we're on the map. We're definitely on the map.
Is there a lot of trash talk?
A lot.
Somewhat, yeah. Like, with the other team, you know, like, I'll try to feel them out. It depends on the individual, really.
Okay.
A lot of the other veterans, they get it. So you can talk trash to them, and they get it, and it's more of a fun thing. I don't want to differentiate between, like, veterans and the non-veterans. But, I mean, there was, I shouldn't even say that. There was one guy that I was trying to, and he just wasn't having it.
And Dr. Lee, you're medical director for the National Veterans Wheelchair Games. Can you talk about the range of sports involved in those games?
Sure. The wheelchair game from the VA is one of the six special events that VA hosts. And this is the largest annually occurring wheelchair sporting event in the world, actually. There's about 550 wheelchair veterans participate in this. There's 19 different competition events, and they range from bocce ball to swimming to basketball to power soccer for those high quads who are unable to push their wheelchair but use motorized chairs. So those are power soccers. And the quad rugbys, the quads who actually play almost a demolition derby hitting each other. Goal is to knock each other out in their wheelchair and take the ball out and all that. There's biathlon. We're testing out triathlons as well. Archery, there's so many. It's almost like what the Paralympics have. We kind of emulate the similar thing. But our focus is not just competition. We're looking at it as rehab as well, post-hospitalization rehab back in the community. So this gives them another avenue to shoot for every year so they don't go back into being a couch potato.
We're talking to Dr. Kenneth Lee and James Veltri right now. They're in our Milwaukee studio. They're both veterans here in Wisconsin. Dr. Lee is an associate professor of physical medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He's been working on therapies, adaptive therapies for fellow veterans to help them recover. James is a veteran of the Navy. He's been through some of these therapies, and he plays for the Milwaukee Eagles wheelchair lacrosse team. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions, maybe your experiences. Have you played adaptive sports for fun, for therapy, for both? If you're a veteran, an injured veteran, have you tried adaptive medicine? What was your experience? How did it change your life? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. We continue our conversation now about treatments available for injured veterans. Dr. Kenneth Lee is with us. He's an Iraq War vet. He was injured on active duty. He's an associate professor of physical medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He works a lot with veterans, in particular, on adaptive sports. James Veltri is also with us. He's a Navy veteran who was paralyzed after being shot breaking up a fight. He's been getting treatment through adaptive therapy. He plays on the Milwaukee Eagles wheelchair lacrosse team. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about adaptive sports for military veterans and for others? Have you done something like this yourself, or would you like to maybe find out how you could get involved? Call 800-642-1234 or leave a comment on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go to your calls now. Blaze is on the line in Madison. Blaze, hi.
Hi there. I'm calling because my father is a Vietnam veteran. He's a paraplegic, and I just kind of wanted to have them touch a little bit on how, you know, he would get involved in something like that, because I think he would really enjoy that, and I'll take the answer off the air.
Blaze, thanks for the call. Dr. Lee, how could someone in that situation find out what's available in their community?
So if Blaze's father is a paraplegic and a veteran, he can actually first hook up in the spinal cord injury clinic at the Madison VA, because we have satellite clinics everywhere. And their referral will come to our adaptive sports clinic to help him get to the wheelchair game and or any other special events that are out there. But, you know, all the screening will be done and all that. But there are so many opportunities for his dad to participate. He just needs to hook up with us. The first place is go to the Madison VA Spinal Cord Injury Center.
And James, we talked about your first experience with wheelchair lacrosse. Can you talk about now when you see new people show up to play, what goes through, what do they go through as they start to get involved?
At first, it's more like a mental rush, you know, like they don't really understand what is going on. But then once they start figuring it out, like most people are hooked. I'd say like 95% of people that come out and play. And it's not, we're not only in like, we don't exclude able-bodied people. We include all able-bodied, anybody who wants to come and play and try it out. I mean, and stay with us. We have plenty of able-bodied folks that play on our team.
And Dr. Lee, I imagine that this isn't a one-size-fits-all situation. Somebody might try a sport and it's not their thing, but something else might be.
That's correct. It's very unique to each individual, and there are so many out there that they can try. So there's going to be something for an individual. It's hard to find something that doesn't fit a person. And it's also important to know that adaptive sports just doesn't give an individual person some let out or a place to go. It's been shown that all these adaptive sports actually gives them the motivation to go out and get jobs or work. you know, in anecdotally, everybody says about 5-10% of spinal cord injury people go back to work. But when they get involved with adaptive sports, it can go up to 50%. It's huge. And there's evidence out there for that.
These sound like great results. Is this something that is still on the fringes, though, that only a few people are doing? Or is this getting kind of wider mainstream acceptance, Dr. Lee?
I would say this is a very fast-moving and popular area of therapy. And not only therapy, it's a huge community integration. And more, like Medical College of Wisconsin, the president as well as the leadership over there are embracing this type of therapy, this type of activity and community engagement. So when you have powers like VA and Medical College of Wisconsin kind of joining forces to make this happen, it's not just the veterans that benefits, it's actually the community. And Wisconsin Adaptive Sports Association actually proves that. 120 members of all different disabilities from age 6 to 80 participating in competitive sports. There's nothing better than that in Milwaukee area.
Let's bring on another caller now. Ann is with us in Madison. Ann, hi.
Hi. I used to work in a facility for young adults with spinal cord injuries, and they went water skiing and snow skiing and played power soccer and various other sports. And I wonder if there's any new sport that's just being developed recently for people in wheelchairs or with, you know, paralysis of any kind.
Dr. Lee?
Yes, actually... If you look at triathlon, that's swimming. Instead of running, they do a race chair and then a hand cycling for bicycling. Triathlon is actually becoming more powerful. James has actually made it to the level that he can be, which I'm hoping he can make it to the national team and go to Japan for Paralympics. But we also have the wheelchair lacrosse is just 2 years old, and that's really moving forward. If you look at it, wheelchair pickleball, for those who needs a little bit of a slower pace, that is becoming super powerful, popular sport. So those people who can't move too fast, that is a nice one to try out. Wheelchair bowling has been around, but actually it's picking up speed again as well.
And thanks for that call. We're talking to Dr. Kenneth Lee from the Medical College of Wisconsin and James Veltri. They're both veterans. We're talking about adaptive sports for veterans and others with injuries and various disabilities. And James, Dr. Lee was saying you're doing a couple different sports now. How has this affected your life, James, outside of the sport itself?
It's given me a really positive outlook. Like every... I work out a lot. I mean, that's how I got into it. I like to work out. That's my outlet. You know, that makes me feel good. That's my so-called new addiction, you know. And the sport of triathlon and wheelchair lacrosse, it helps me. Like, if I'm not going to do that workout today, I'm tired. I have too much schoolwork or something like that. I can say, okay, well, it's not going to do itself. You know, I can hope and pray that this is going to happen, but until I make action, it's not going to happen. And so it gives me that push to actually get out and to do that. And, I mean, I used to be afraid to go to the gym. Like, how am I going to use this piece of equipment? How am I going to use that piece of equipment? Instead of just going and trying, you know, that gave me the confidence to say, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm just going to try this. And then if it doesn't work out, hey, it doesn't work out. I tried it, you know. But that's also helped me get into other stuff like paratriathlon and into wheelchair lacrosse, like stuff that I'd never tried as an able-bodied. I've done more in my wheelchair sitting down than I have my whole life being able-bodied.
And Dr. Lee, for somebody maybe in that situation that James used to be in, I'm not going to go to the gym. I'm worried about how I'm going to use all this stuff. What would you say to them to get them to take that first approach to a sport or an activity like this?
I take a very simple approach. I just grab them and bring them along and have them try it. The good thing about veterans, actually, they still have some military mind. So they kind of look at the succession or the authority figure. And if you say, you know what, today your therapy will be at the gym at this place, they tend to come. They actually go and they give it a try. And once they get their foot, or I guess in this case, their wheels in the door, they actually just go on their own. Then I have to try to stop them from doing too many.
All right, now, how about, Dr. Lee, those patients who haven't been in the military? They don't have that military gung-ho attitude. Is it harder to motivate them to give these things a try?
Actually, not. The non-veterans actually are more inclined to try something. For veterans, there are a lot of opportunities for us to provide equipment and things to do. The non-veterans actually have harder time getting equipment thing, but they want to try. And so they will show up whenever there's an activity. They will come because there is not too many opportunities out there. With our veterans, actually, because they become peer mentors, they tend to gravitate where the veterans are too. They have equipment that they can loan them out or borrow, let them borrow, or there's many organizations in every local community, including Milwaukee here with WASA, to provide them the equipment to try out. And that's what we try to do with everything we do is just open it up and say, come on over, open gym, we're going to try this, and you'll have a lot of showing. And the parents who've never brought their kids to certain places, they're cautious, but they'll bring their kids. And once they see their kids' smiles, then they bought it. Then they're in for life.
And James, I should ask before we're done, for the Milwaukee Eagles wheelchair lacrosse team, is this a spectator sport? Can people come and check this out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We usually host a tournament in Ozaukee at the at an ice rink out there. There's no ice on it, of course, but we have basically a national tournament, regional tournament type deal, and then usually in a few months we'll start having practices and whatnot, and that would be more hands-on. Like if somebody wanted to jump in a wheelchair and just check it out, they're more than welcome to.
We'll leave it there for now. James, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Dr. Lee, thanks for coming up to the studio.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking to Dr. Kenneth Lee, Iraq War veteran. He was injured while on active duty. He's an associate professor of physical medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin and medical director for the National Veterans Wheelchair Games. James Veltri, also with us, Navy veteran. He plays, as we heard, with the Milwaukee Eagles wheelchair lacrosse team. We've been talking about adaptive sports as part of rehab to help recover from wounds sustained while in the military.